from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The city of Timmins is looking for a new platform for swimming lessons registration after the colossal failure for the last session. For upcoming lessons, City Clerk Steph Palmateer says you can register your child in person at Service Timmins inside City Hall or by phone starting this coming Monday. Registration is open as long as there are open spots.
It'll probably be full by the first day, but you never know. I guess it all depends on age of the children trying to register.
If you do phone and get a busy signal, Palmateer advises you to call back a few minutes later. The redial function can lead to overwhelming the system. Whether you've lived here all your life or recently moved here, your chance to find out all the services and activities offered by nonprofits is coming up in August. On the evening of the 17th, the 29th annual Welcome to Timmins Night takes over 3rd Avenue. Ifoma Kasimauna of the Timmins Local Immigration Partnership says registration is now open.
They just have to fill registration forms. They should know that our tents are available at a first-come, first-served basis. The earlier you come, then you can have access to a tent.
This is the second year that Welcome to Timmins Night is outdoors. Kasimauna says there's no cap on the number of participants, and organizers are hoping to top last year's number, which was in the 50s. Canada's prime interest rate has been bumped up for the third time this year. In an effort to deal with rising inflation, the Bank of Canada moved its rate to 1.5%. This marks the first time in nearly 25 years that the rate has been hiked by 50 basis points in back-to-back adjustments. Experts are predicting further increases as the cost of things like gasoline and groceries continue to rise. Every Wednesday night outside Giant Tiger on Riverside Drive, car enthusiasts gather for cars and coffee. It's an activity of the Timmins Tuners Car Club. It's also planning a 4th annual poker run and its 4th annual car show. President T.J. McDonnell says in the past 3 years, the Tuners have raised $46,000 for charities in the region and for families who've had tragedy intrude into their lives.
We do what we can when we can. If anybody needs help and we can provide it, we'll be there for sure, 100%.
The Tuners have their second annual general meeting on Saturday to set the course for activities in the year ahead. You can hear more about this by listening to the full interview with T.J. McDonnell over on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.